Hello, and welcome to the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, your friend at homeschool.com and homeschool mom of six. Join us as we keep it real and chat about the ups and downs of this amazing adventure we call the homeschool life. So grab a cup of your warm favorite and a comfy chair and let's get started.
Welcome back to homeschool.com's Homeschooling and Loving It podcast, your go-to place for encouragement, inspiration, and real-life tips to make your homeschool journey joyful and successful. I'm your host, Jamie. As we shift into a more relaxed version of homeschooling, summer starts to feel really good. Slower mornings, more time outside, less structure. It's really a reset that most of us homeschool parents need. But there's also something that quietly pops up this time of year for a lot of families, and that is the summer slide. Now, before that word makes you feel like you need to whip out your lesson plan book and start planning your curriculum, just take a deep breath. Take a second. That's not what this is about. Today, we're just talking about simple, realistic ways to keep learning going in the background of your summer without pressure, without burnout, without taking away the fun. So we'll touch on writing, math, and reading, but in a way that actually fits real life. So let's get into it. So when people talk about the summer slide, they're just talking about kids losing some of the skills that they worked on during the school year. But here's the important part. It's not because kids are outside playing or taking a break. That's actually really good for them. It usually happens when learning just disappears completely. And, you know, the reality is kids are naturally learning all the time anyway. So instead of thinking, I need to keep my homeschool going, a better mindset is, how can I stay connected to learning in small but natural ways? And that one shift can make everything during your summer homeschool break feel lighter. So let's start with writing, because this is the one that tends to disappear the fastest over the summer. And honestly, I really get why, because it feels the most like school and it doesn't really have to. So instead of assigning writing, just start by noticing it. You might look at something your child wrote during the year and talk about it together. You know, what they liked, what they felt was hard, what they'd do differently. And that kind of conversation just builds some awareness without pressure to actually write. If you do want to keep writing going, just think really small, you know, like maybe you review that piece that you were looking at and fix a silly sentence together. Or maybe you talk about rearranging some words to make it more funny or clear. Maybe your child can write one or two sentences, not a whole full assignment. Just a few minutes here and there really is enough to keep their little wheels turning. And this is where it clicks for us. You know, you can make the learning feel more like play. So while you're doing this, you could toss a ball, name parts of speech. Maybe you could build sentences with magnets on the fridge or talk about funny word meanings or mix-ups. So the children are still learning, but it doesn't feel anything like an actual school lesson. Another idea is, if you feel like having something a little bit more structured that you could pull from, that's great. That can be super fun too. Just keep it short, focused, and even optional feeling, but like a quick 5 minutes printable worksheet paired with something also fun works way better than trying to plan too much. And so, you know, at the end of the day, writing in the summer doesn't need to look like lots of assignments or an official time period. It can look like conversations and games, quick little moments. It's more than enough to keep the skill that you're working on from slipping. So how about math? Let's talk about math. This one is actually the easiest to maintain during the summer because you're already doing it. You might just not be calling it math. So things like cooking or shopping or gardening or planning a trip, or even that good old-fashioned lemonade stand for the neighborhood. All of those things build math skills naturally, and kids understand it better because it actually means something. It's from real life. So you can lean into other fun things too, like even board games and letting kids handle money or help you budget for your grocery trip, and maybe even create some DIY projects this summer. For older kids, even things like learning how to budget on their own or having some conversations about saving and goals is also really valuable. If your child enjoys apps or worksheets, those are super helpful too. You can think of them as just like a quick check-in and not really the main learning event. So keeping it light, keeping it fun, keeping it interesting, like 5 minutes here and there goes a long way toward avoiding the summer slide and losing those skills, but yet also keeping their minds going. Let's take a break for just a second and let's talk about our sponsor of today's episode, which is education.com. So if you are looking for something simple to keep in your back pocket this summer, whether it is a quick worksheet or a game or a guided activity, they've made it really easy to just grab something and go. It's especially helpful on days when you want a little structure without a lot of prep on your part. And you can get 55% off a premium membership today with the code all caps EDCOM55. I'll link it in our show notes. All right, so let's get back to it. Let's talk about reading now. And this is where I really want you to relax. I don't want you to be stressed out about this because we're not aiming for a, you know, you have to read 15 minutes every day or you have to, you know, do this or this. Instead, just make it part of your everyday life. And it could look like a fun library visit or letting kids pick out books that interest them, reading small things like a menu or even the instructions to, you know, cook the recipes we were just talking about and we were talking about math. All of it counts. It's just that activity of keeping the brain working in some fun ways during the summer. You know, if your child needs some extra support in the area of reading, audiobooks are really quite amazing. And a lot of kids I have found enjoy them a lot, especially if they can put on some headphones or some earbuds and get quiet and just fall into that world of the audiobook. They might find that it's something that they really do love doing. And even reading together, you know, I used to think when my kids got a certain age that they wouldn't want to read together anymore, but I did find that even when they were older, they liked having that few minutes when mom would read something enjoyable to them. And then even talking about the story, that's just as important as the actual act of reading. Having a conversation about what you read and going over the facts and even comprehending the meaning behind the story is so important. And reading doesn't have to be tracked or measured during the summer. What matters the most is that they are interested, that they're engaged, and that's really what builds your long-term readers. So if you do use any learning tools this summer, there's a simple way to think about it. Just keep it short, focused, and low pressure. And if your child really starts pushing back and doesn't want to, that's a good signal to adjust, change something up, make it a little bit more fun. Before we wrap up, it's really important that a successful summer learning does not look like school. Make sure that it incorporates just lots of free time and lots of imagination and exploration and just exciting and fun things. Maybe things that kids don't normally do, like mix up some learning, math, reading with art, and have some good moments there creating some art. And then maybe they could write a few sentences about what they created on the back of their piece of art. So they're is something fun, exciting, and kids usually always love doing art. As you spend your amazing summer this year, just remember, you don't have to recreate school to avoid that summer slide. Just present learning in small, fun, natural ways. A few minutes here, a conversation there, real life experiences throughout your day. It's way more than enough. And honestly, those fun, messy, unstructured moments, that's where some of the best learning can happen. So if this episode was helpful, feel free to share it with another homeschool parent who might need the reminder. And I want to take a moment to thank our sponsor, education.com. They have more than 40,000 printable worksheets, hands-on activities, lesson plans, games, and guided lessons. Education.com makes it easy to keep kids engaged and learning all summer. And right now you can get 55% off a premium membership using the link in our show notes and use the code all caps EDCOM55 at checkout. That's all caps EDCOM55 at education.com. Thanks for joining us today for the Homeschooling and Loving It podcast. And until next time, here's to homeschooling and loving it.